We are still in the first chapter of St. Mark's Gospel. Remember in the 15th verse, at the beginning of the story of the public life of Jesus, we're told that he comes into the region of the Sea of Galilee and he announces four things. The time is now. The reign of God, the kingdom of God is upon you. Be reconciled. Believe in the good news. And then there follows a series of stories about his teaching, about miracles and healings, about casting out spirits. There follows a whole series of events. And those events are all tied together because those events are part of that announcement in the 15th verse of the first chapter. The whole gospel, if you will, in word and in action, is saying to his hearers, this is the time. The reign of God is upon you. Be reconciled. Believe in the good news. Well, those four statements are made to men and women of faith in every generation. What Jesus says to me and to you today is, this is the time. This is the present moment. This is the only moment in which the Spirit of God is present to you. Yesterday is past. Tomorrow has not come. This is what is real. The time is now. Jesus says to each and every one of us, the reign of God is upon you. The presence of God is active in your life. The work of God is found in you. He says to us, be reconciled. Make sure that your relationship with God is a right ordered relationship, that your relationship to your neighbor is rightly ordered, that your life within is ordered, is reconciled. That whatever there is that is fragmented must be brought together. And finally, he says to us, believe in the good news. The good news is that God's redemptive, saving, life-giving, loving, just, compassionate life is offered to each and every one of us. Get it out of your head and get it into your heart. Get it out of theory and make sure it's in practice. Believe it. Believe it and act on it. And throw during the other 15 chapters, the succeeding 15 chapters of the gospel, both in word and in action, Jesus is going to continue that announcement. And essentially what's going to happen is the world will be turned onto its head. Business as usual will be suspended. What is upright will be turned upside down. That something new is created. And so he speaks with a new authority, not like the scribes. He is able to confront the spirits, and they obey him. Everything that is assumed to be as natural and ordered gets turned upside down. The blind person will see. The lame person will walk. In order that he might announce dramatically the presence and the power of God's kingdom among his people. For as we go through this year, the year of Mark, we will read those stories, but they're meant to be much more than stories. They're meant to be invitations to each of us to remember that this is the time. The reign of God has come upon us. We are called to be reconciled and truly believe the good news. Please stand.